it was about the radio meeting. The radio meeting does not take place today 8 o'clock, but tomorrow 2 p.m. at the fire lounge. And now we give to Ian with the news.
Welcome to Sub-Ether Radio. Here are the latest news.
Hi, it's Ian. It's 7 p.m. Shares in the online retailer lastminute.com have continued their rapid ascent as bid speculation took the online retailer to levels not seen since 2000. Lastminute.com was one of the companies that typified the dot-com boom in Britain. Football, China XI 2, Real Madrid 4, for anybody who's interested in and following Beckham's new start. A Russian citizen held at a US military base at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, has said he's afraid to return home because conditions there are worse. The armed wing of Hamas calls for revenge after two leaders of the Palestinian group are killed by the Israeli army. And more in the IBM SCO war. SCO has called the IBM countersuit unsubstantial allegations. This is while SCO is allegedly still offering Linux on its website. Camp news at 1900, i.e. right now, if you go over to the lockpicking tent, the German lockpicking introduction is being held. And the last thing is there's a notice board next to the radio tent. Come here, leave us messages, either whatever you want read on the radio or just messages for us whatsoever. And network news. Everything seems to be hunky-dory on the network. Absolutely fine. Good on them.
Yeah.
Hello, this is Sub-Ether Radio 88.3. You can listen to us on FM 88.3 or through the internet, subether.de. And if you like, you can also give us some calls. You can have a wish, a music wish, just like Nadine has done. He wished Nine Inch Nails March of the Pixies. What is the reason why you're wishing it, Nadine?
Because there is a special angel at the angel's tent, and there are many special angels all over the camp area who really did fabulous work, and I want to greet them and say that they are one of my favorite angels at the camp, and that they are really good friends. And I want to say that they are nearly as ill as the most freaky people I ever met.
Yeah,
and
so,
the
okay.
thing I wanted to say most importantly was there's an angel meeting at 9 o'clock, so every angel who's all around the camp area and has time at this point and has no shift is bet to come here to attend the angels meeting at 9 o'clock.
Okay, thanks a lot for all of this information, and all of you listeners, all of you, we are here on the camp. We are so lucky, we have so many angels around us who take care, not only angels, but so many people just putting their energy in it. This festival, this meeting, that it's gonna be a success. Enjoy your day with the music for Nine Inch Nails, March of the Pixies. We were just talking about the angels and their wonderful work. And now we have a request also to you. There are too little of these wonderful angels around here, so please think about or consider if it's not possible for you to help out on the camp, that the camp flows easily and smoothly for everybody, not the one gets overthrown by too much work to do and also just hanging around and do their things what they like to do. So maybe you like to join the angels. This will be not only you helping others, but it also will give you being a part of a wonderful event, being part of a wonderful group, and being very useful to all the others around. Okay, just if you want to join the Angels group, come to the Angel tent and just say hello and say, I'm here to help you, to be with you. And there's another news now. Just now starts the workshop on building wireless antenna. It just has begun on the fire launch. We keep you updated. Keep you with all the information we need.
Takes a part of me, something lost and never seen. Every time I start to believe, something's raped and taken from me, from me. Life's gotta always be messing with me. Can't it chill and let me be free? Can't I take away
and to live with life in peace. That's the fight. That's the fight. Chafight.
This was Terra Nova with Equal Rights. Equal Rights. We all got equal rights. We have to fight. And now you're gonna listen to Consola with Suck and. This is Radio Sub-Ega 88.3. Your radio on the camera. Your radio. All the information you need to be here. Participate. Call us. 555. Bye.
You miss a word. Maybe you miss my dirt. Maybe you're a dog, or maybe you're a god. Or maybe you miss the call tonight. Maybe I miss the end. Maybe I miss my friend. Maybe the sun, or maybe the moon. I
is Radio Sabitha, and we got a surprise for you, an original live recording from Mr. Rosley, one of the MEIPs from the German Democratic Party, how he sings and speaks on the matter of Software Pattern Directive.
Herr Rotley, Sie wollten noch was anfügen?
Danke, Präsident. Der Kollege Louis Berenguer wollte mich in Verlegenheit bringen. Wenn ich an dem geltenden Recht nichts ändern wolle, dann bräuchten wir doch die Richtlinie nicht. In der Tat, Kollege Berenguer, sie ist vollkommen überflüssig. Sie ist vollkommen überflüssig. Und wenn heute die Kommission sie zurückzieht, dann hätte ich überhaupt keine Einwände dagegen. Aber Sie wissen ja, dass, wie das mit der Gesetzgebung ist, das ist ja nicht nur in den Mitgliedstaaten so, das ist natürlich auf der europäischen Ebene auch so. Das ist wie eine Wurstmaschine. Das hört nie auf, das quillt immer heraus. Da muss immer etwas herauskommen. Man kann sich ja überhaupt nicht vorstellen, dass die Wurstmaschine eines Tages stillsteht. Dann kann der Metzger ja nichts mehr verkaufen. Die Wurstmaschine muss ständig irgendetwas produzieren. Ob das sinnvoll ist oder nicht, spielt ja gar keine Rolle. Diese Richtlinie ist überflüssig. Wir bräuchten sie nicht. Sie haben völlig recht, Kollegen Garot. Die Patente auch für computerimplementierte Erfindungen werden seit 20 Jahren erteilt, mindestens. Ohne größeres Problem. Das Patentrecht ist überhaupt ein Recht, das sich in der Praxis und auch in der Rechtsprechung so den jeweils erforderlichen Gegebenheiten anpasst, in der Vergangenheit, dass es nie ernsthafte Probleme gegeben hat. Es gibt jetzt in Europa nur ein Problem wegen der Richtlinie. Wenn es die Richtlinie nicht gäbe, gäbe es überhaupt kein Problem. Wenn einzelne nationale Patentgerichte das etwas anders sehen, was macht denn in Zukunft ein Patentanwalter? Er meldet es eben als Europäisches Parlament an. Ganz einfach. Damit wäre das ganze Problem gelöst. Ja, also bitte, es ist also und ich hätte nichts dagegen, wenn es diese Richtlinie nicht gäbe. Aber wenn sie halt da ist, dann müssen wir das Beste draus machen.
So we're very sorry for the English audience that we played this in German, but it's very important just to hear how our representative thinks on this matter. We will have a translation soon for you.
Paradise, all the night. worthwhile.
From the paradise, we return to the parking place. We have a live conference to the parking place because there is also something happening.
Yes, this is Ingo speaking live, not from the parking place, but from the place behind the main tent. I'm between the main tent, the Hack Center, and the Angel tent at the big marketplace. And in a couple of minutes, they will start a big happening here because the local firefighters from the city of Landsberg just arrived here, and they will help training right here on the campsite. And well, I think some people will get wet within the next minutes.
Okay, this sounds good. I mean, the sun was so hot, and you think they got enough water for all our thirst? They got enough water for all our thirst?
I'm very sure, because they not only have one truck here, no, they arrived with two big firefighters' trucks. Right now they are still parked at the Chaos Emergency Response Team here right across the radio tent. But in a few minutes they will start their training, and well, I think it will get a big show. Of course, it's just a training, so it doesn't matter if... Well, you cannot disturb too much, it's just training.
Okay, thanks a lot, and everybody who needs a lot of water should go there. We continue with Paradise.
Come with me and find your peace of mind. Return to paradise.
Okay, there is an urgent message for Marco Luxi Charcoal Jami. It's urgent because there's not enough water for a dog. We really can't understand this because there is a lot of water somewhere on the place. There is a fireworker somewhere, so maybe you go with your dog there, or we go to Ingo directly on the fireplace.
Yes,
hello, Ingo.
Ingo, hi there. Well, in this moment, training is beginning for the firefighters. Two trucks are on the way. One truck is driving to the parking lot to make a lot of water there. The other truck is right now arriving at the area between the Hack Center and the Angel Camp. And right now, maybe you can hear the noise in the background. They are driving here into the area. I was asked that I can tell you that everyone is invited here who want to get wet. So this is not a serious training. If you want to see them here, making this place underwater, you are really, really invited to see them. So right now the car reaches final position and is stopping the engine. And the guys from the firefighter team are preparing the pumps. And I think within the next 5 minutes, we will have quite a lot of water here in this area. Are you still with us, Sabisa?
Yeah, we're with you. Fortunately, we're sitting here in our studio. We can't get so wet, but soon I will join you on the water party over there. But before this, we will have now the English translation of the previous ascended commentary of Mr. Rosli from the German Democratic Party on the matter of software pattern. This is a live simultaneous translation of this previous file, and you can listen to this translator who hesitate to translate a wonderful word of sausage machine in this matter. Please listen.
Luis Belenguer trying to put me in an awkward position. If I want to change, if I want to stick with the existing law, then we don't need the directive. Well, indeed, Mr. Berenguer, it's all this is completely redundant, 100% redundant, and if the Commission withdraws it, then I wouldn't object at all. But as you know how things are with legislation. It's not just a, this is not just the case at member state level, it's the case at European level too. It's like a sausage machine, it's never ending. You know, the more and more sausage keeps coming out, it keeps squeezing it through. I mean, you're not ever going to get that sausage machine to stop. I mean, you can't, the butcher can't sell anything. He's got to have his sausage machine running constantly, whether it makes sense or not, irrelevant. This directive is superfluous. We don't need it. You're quite right, Mrs. Garot said that the computer-implemented patents have been granted for 20 years. Yes, they have. So, and we've had no big problem with that. Patent law is law which, in practice, when it comes to case law, it's always made to fit in with existing circumstances. In the past, we haven't had any big problems. In Europe, there's a problem, though, because we, because of the directive. If there weren't to be the directive, we wouldn't have a problem, it's true. If international, if national courts disagree and do different things, well, what does it matter to us? I mean, really, we wouldn't have the problem if that were the attitude taken. But there you are. But the thing is, we're confronted with it. It's, we've got it. I wouldn't mind at all if it didn't, the directive didn't exist. But given that it is there, we've got to come to grips with it.
Grazie. Sera libre.
Thank you, Mrs.
Thank you.
Okay, if you want to join us at Brussels in August to show the MRPs what you think about the matter, you can check the website www.fii.org. And now we go back to the battlefield here on our campsite, which is just a water battlefield, but we hear now everything is getting wet. Ingo, is this right? Everything is wet over there? Ingo, can you hear us? Hello, Ingo?
So I just started talking. The local firefighters here from the city of Landsberg just arrived here, and right now there's a huge amount of water spreading all over the place between the Hack Center and the Endless Tent. So with me is joining Frank. Frank, you are from the local firefighter here in Landsberg. I asked him in German, was macht ihr hier eigentlich?
Ja, wir sind hergekommen, um euch ein bisschen Erfrischung zu bringen und natürlich auch den Brandschutz abzusichern. Mal eine kleine Beschauung machen hier auf dem Platz, obwohl jetzt von euch aus sehr gut abgesichert ist. Und wir werden jetzt noch ein bisschen die Parkplätze ein bisschen wässern, weil die Staubgefahr ist sehr enorm. Weil natürlich wird auch an den PKWs gedacht. Und wir wollen natürlich viel, viel Spaß auch bei euch haben, obwohl wir immer 24 Stunden im Dienst sind.
So, I think the mouse keeps what you just said. They are here to make our camp a little bit safer because there's still an enormous risk of fire danger here because the area is very dry. But of course the fun factor shouldn't be too less here. They also want their fun here, the people from the firefighters here in Altlandstadt, even if they are 24 hours in service. So, Frank, wie kommt ihr darauf, gerade hier anzufangen? Warum gerade hier das Camp? Ich meine, sehr glücklich, dass ihr hier seid, aber warum?
Unsere Pflicht war zum Anfang, wo das Camp aufgestellt wurde, den Brandschutz zu kontrollieren, ob hier alles seinen geregelten Gang geht. Und wir haben hier an demselben Tag haben wir Freundschaft mit den anderen Feuerwehrleuten, die dieses Camp freiwillig hier absichern, haben wir Freundschaft geknüpft und wollen uns natürlich so schnell wie möglich nicht mehr trennen und deshalb sind wir heute auch wieder hier und werden versuchen, immer für alle da zu sein.
So everyone who wants to get wet, just come here. He just told me in German language that the firefighters from the city of Landsberg have some sort of friendship to the people from the chaos rescue team, the search here. And so they arrived here with a big more show than necessary to make sure that nothing happens here. So I want to say thank you for Frank. Dankeschön. And yeah, still there's a lot of water left, so come here if you want to get wet. That's all from here and I give back to the studio.
Thanks a lot, Ingo. This sounds very well, and I will join the party if it's going on in 10 minutes when this show is over. But before we play the next song, we have some message for you. Everybody interested in the Hacker Charity, this is not in the Hacker place, but it's in the room B. It's in the speech will take place there at the tent B. So if you want to join the Hacker Charity, please come there. Hello, folks, and there is still one request by Risk It. He needs some technical device. Can you tell us what you need?
Yes, some guys from Seabase want to make a worms match over several machines, so they need a small little hub or switch, very urgent. So if someone can deliver a switch for perhaps the rest of the camp, then he could tell it someone at the Seabase city, so they can make their worms match.
Okay, thanks a lot for this information. So anyone who got this hub, please help out and go there to the Seabase camp. Hello, this is Sabi, 88.3. It is 2 hours now goes to the end, but of course we have something new for you in the next 2 hours. Don't panic. You will have telecommunication bugs and features with Emmanuel Goldstein, Eric Merkel and Nibbler. Please join. Stay tuned. This is your station.